After the Christian majority takes control, pluralism will be seen as immoral and evil, and the state will not permit anybody the right to practice evil.
Evil, as is very clear from the quotation, doesn't mean doing things that have bad consequences for people. It means private thoughts and actions that are not to the Christian majority's private liking. Pastor Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church is another strong preacher with an obsessive dislike of homosexuals. When Martin Luther King's widow died, Pastor Fred organized a picket of her funeral proclaiming,
"God hates fags and fag enablers. Ergo, God hates Coretta Scott King and is now tormenting her with fire and brimstone where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched and the smoke of her torment ascendeth up forever and ever."
It is easy to write Fred Phelps off as a nut, but he has plenty of support from people and their money. According to his own website, Phelps has organised 22,000 anti-homosexual demonstrations since 1991. That's an average of one every 4 days in the USA, Canada, Jordan, and Iraq, displaying slogans such as, "Thank God for AIDS." A particularly charming feature of his website is the automated tally of the number of days a particular named deceased homosexual has been burning in hell. Attitudes to homosexuality reveal much about the sort of morality that is inspired by religious faith. An equally instructive example is abortion and the sanctity of human life. Faith and the sanctity of human life. Human embryos are examples of human life. Therefore, by absolutist religious lights, abortion is simply wrong, full-fledged murder. I'm not sure what to make of my admittedly anecdotal observation that many of those who most ardently oppose the taking of embryonic life also seem to be more than usually enthusiastic about taking adult life. To be fair, this does not, as a rule, apply to Roman Catholics, who are among the most vociferous opponents of abortion. The born-again George W. Bush, however, is typical of today's religious ascendancy. He and they are stalwart defenders of human life, as long as it is embryonic life, or terminally ill life, even to the point of preventing medical research that would certainly save many lives. The obvious ground for opposing the death penalty is respect for human life. Since 1976, when the Supreme Court reversed the ban on the death penalty, Texas has been responsible for more than one-third of all executions in all 50 states of the Union. And Bush presided over more executions in Texas than any other governor in the state's history, averaging one death every 9 days. Perhaps he was simply doing his duty and carrying out the laws of the state. But then, what are we to make of the famous report by the CNN journalist Tucker Carlson? Carlson, who himself supports the death penalty, was shocked by Bush's humorous imitation of a female prisoner on death row, pleading to the governor for a stay of execution. "Please," Bush whimpers, his lips pursed in mock desperation, "don't kill me." Perhaps this woman would have met with more sympathy if she had pointed out that she had once been an embryo. The contemplation of embryos really does seem to have the most extraordinary effect upon many people of faith. Mother Teresa of Calcutta actually said in her speech accepting the Nobel Peace Prize, "The greatest destroyer of peace is abortion." What? How can a woman with such cockeyed judgment be taken seriously on any topic, let alone be thought seriously worthy of a Nobel Prize? Anybody tempted to be taken in by the sanctimoniously hypocritical Mother Teresa should read Christopher Hitchens's book, The Missionary Position, Mother Teresa in Theory and Practice. Returning to the American Taliban, listen to Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue, an organization for intimidating abortion providers.
"When I or people like me are running the country, you'd better flee because we will find you, we will try you, and we'll execute you. I mean every word of it. I will make it part of my mission to see to it that they are tried and executed."
Terry was here referring to doctors who provide abortions, and his Christian inspiration is clearly shown by other statements.
"I want you to just let a wave of intolerance wash over you. I want you to let a wave of hatred wash over you. Yes, hate is good. Our goal is a Christian nation. We have a biblical duty. We are called by God to conquer this country. We don't want equal time. We don't want pluralism.